Behind you.
Ethan spun toward me, releasing an arrow over my head as I ducked. I jumped into the air, turning head over heels to land behind the goblins that had just ambushed us.
That's 10,
Ethan yelled. I twirled a sword in each hand, sweeping the tips down through the Achilles tendons of 2 goblins. They screeched and fell backwards, and I plunged a sword into each of their chests. I spun and conjured up a crossbow, releasing a bolt into another goblin.
Ha! 12,
I called out, sighting another goblin down my next shaft. Before I could release it, Ethan plunged a spear through the warrior's back. The goblin fell to his knees, clutching the tip of the spear with both hands as blood ran out of his mouth. Ethan put his foot on the warrior's back and wrenched the spear out. I had time to admire his form as he hurled it into the air. I followed its flight with my eyes, groaning as it lodged into a goblin still hiding in the trees.
13.
Ethan dusted his hands together. This isn't working.
You're right. You're never going to beat me.
I gave his shoulder a shove. That's not what I'm talking about. He gave me his cheekiest grin and said,
Well, what else do you suggest we do?
We need to shift as soon as she does. We're giving her too much of a head start. Too much time to set up traps for us.
It'll be dangerous while we're being attacked.
You'll have to cover for us. I'll just grab you as soon as I feel her go. He nodded.
It could work.
It could mean that it's just us against her if we do it fast enough.